are still here at the 2018 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C., and we are graced with the presence of the Foundation's very own Lois Kitch and Chad Helmanek. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedules to chat.
Thank you for having us.
I'm excited.
We are
especially
too.
Having you in here. Well, Chad too. You're no slouch.
She's very exciting woman. So
indeed,
it's nice to have her here.
We're exciting. We're from the Foundation.
Indeed, yes. Indeed. And you guys have
indeed.
A big night tonight.
We have a fantastic
big night,
night ahead of us.
But I want to talk about this kind of the passing of the baton, the exchange of powers, the transition. What's going on here? Can you tell us, Lois?
So,
obviously, you're retiring.
Well,
thank you for your service.
I am retiring from the Foundation
yes.
in April, but I'm leaving on the 30th of April to go to Kenya to work with credit unions. Mm-hmm. So though I'm retiring, it doesn't mean I am leaving work with credit unions. I'm just slowing down and doing things at a little more my pace and
at
doing
Lois's
some things
pace.
I wanted to do.
Good for so, you. Good
course,
for you.
Of course, my pace is usually full speed ahead.
It's faster than most. Well, thank you for that.
Faster than some, anyway.
And so, Chad,
yes.
tell us what you're going to be. You're going to be kind of in the transition period here and taking over the reins here? Or
yes.
Tell us what's on your docket.
I started at the Foundation about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Lois and I are in this period of transition where she's done this phenomenal job over the past...
13 years. 37 in credit unions.
Just a couple years.
Just a bit.
Growing the DE program into what it is today,
mm-hmm.
where it's there's people waiting to get in. We sell out within hours. And that's a credit to Lois and all of the DEs, really, who have
mm-hmm.
built this
yes.
into the program it
mm-hmm.
is over the past 13 years, and system partners and everyone who's been involved. So my job now is to transition and try to take these giant shoes. And I've mentioned I'm not trying to fill them. I'm going to throw them away and start with my own shoes. But really try to build on that success. Keep a training program that is one of the industry's premier programs that
mm-hmm.
helps
mm-hmm.
credit unions to understand where we come from and the structure and what that means to our future.
Mm-hmm.
And build on that. And it's a really exciting time right now. We've got more than 1,800 credit union DEs within the U.S.
Wow.
So a large network. And they've been doing project work. They've been engaging people and talking about credit unions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it gives us a lot of bandwidth and a lot of a giant sandbox to say, how can
Absolutely.
We take a great program and all this great work that people are doing
mm-hmm.
and talk about
mm-hmm.
that more and build
mm-hmm.
on that? So it's
mm-hmm.
really exciting.
Oh my gosh, this
yeah.
is really cool. So now, Lois, I mean, you have, we've talked about before the recording, you have this global perspective of credit unions. And I'm not just talking about the world, but you've seen this industry from so many different angles and facets and stuff like that. How have you seen this industry change, and where would you like to see it go?
So if we're looking at the global movement, I've seen everything from a baby credit union forming just a week ago in Senegal, all the way to, of course, really sophisticated credit unions in places like Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
Where the American movement is right now, we're in a good spot. I think we're in a good spot, but
yeah.
I think we're right on the cusp of understanding. We talk in DE about the pendulum a lot, which is the pendulum. If you swing too far to business, then you lose the advantage that you have in being a credit union.
Mm-hmm.
If you swing too far to social,
mm-hmm.
you lose your advantage in making sure that members' money is safe.
Mm-hmm.
So I think right now we're on the cusp. If credit unions continue to understand that the sweet spot in that pendulum is right in the middle and not swinging too far to the business
mm-hmm,
side,
mm-hmm.
then I think credit unions will continue to grow and flourish in the years to come. I think we're seeing a renewed energy and excitement and passion around understanding the values of credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that through leveraging the Credit Union Difference and other foundation programs and activities that are happening to really get credit union folks excited
mm-hmm.
about being a credit union. So if you want to succeed in the credit union world today, you have to understand that empathy is good for business.
Oh, yeah.
You have to understand that there is a business opportunity in serving all members,
mm-hmm.
and that balancing the two sides of the pendulum is going to create success in the movement now and going forward.
Mm-hmm. Chad, these are words of wisdom. What have you learned from Lois so far?
A lot. More than I can explain in this interview alone. I went through DE in 2009, so I am a product of the program
oh, okay.
that I'll now be leading.
Oh, cool.
And since then, I've said it's transformational for me, and a lot of what Lois just talked about resonated with me on a level that made me think, this isn't just a job for me, this is a career, this is a calling. So 100% with what Lois said, and helping credit unions to understand the pendulum. I think there's also the component too that, myself included, but a lot of people, a lot of credit union employees and volunteers who go through the program come out energized, because a lot of this stuff isn't in front of our face a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The great things we are as credit unions sometimes gets lost in the day-to-day shuffle and things
right.
like that. But when you take a step back, it's energizing, and it can, we talk a lot about keeping talent within the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what the foundation is doing and what DE is doing is helping to do that, energize them and say, look, we've got something really special here,
mm-hmm.
and this is worth sticking around because we're really impacting people's
yeah,
lives.
No doubt, yeah. no doubt. And when you go through this program, you are immersed in the credit union industry. You're not just kind of a part of it. I mean, you are immersed in it. And is that what
so
you
we
found?
We spend 6 days thinking about everything from the operating principles of credit unions, the very roots of credit unions, global development issues such as health, hunger, housing, access to credit, savings. There's 12 development issues. And then really think about what is the business opportunities that credit union has is in really embracing who we are.
Mm-hmm.
to enable them to create a business model that brings value back to members and to communities,
mm-hmm.
and how people can build the financial wealth and health of families and communities. DE is transformational. It's because the people in the room get 48 credit union enthusiasts together along with 10 core staff,
yeah.
and you spend a whole week talking about nothing but the member, because at the end of the day, you can go to CUNY Management School, you can go to all different types of training programs, but this program is the why we do what we do and why being a part of the movement is so important and
mm-hmm.
so special.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, you're going to have personal and professional transformation that happens. The challenge that I think we think is now, how do you harness that? When they leave, DEs are excited and passionate about
mm-hmm.
the world.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that there is not a million other credit union professionals excited about credit unions, but DEs become apostles for change inside their own organizations and also on the community.
Yeah.
So we'd love to have you come and be a DE.
I would love to.
Say,
yeah,
Mike?
Thank you.
Yeah. That'd be fantastic.
Bring it on. I can write about it, I can video it, I can do all, we can document the whole process. It would be so
would
much fun.
That.
Okay. Count me in.
Something that traditionally though, speaking of that,
yeah.
has been with DE, it's there's a process there, and it's a little bit of, how would you explain it? Not a secret, but there's
a little secrets to it.
Yeah, there's a surprise going in that people don't know exactly what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get an agenda before they come.
Oh,
at
really?
All.
Oh,
yeah.
wow.
So a lot of questions on
surprise.
The front end. And something that we've, and Lois has done a great job of in recent years especially, has been explaining the value of DE on the back end, what you get when you come out of it, because
mm-hmm.
having a mysterious training and not knowing what you're going to
yeah.
get from it,
yeah.
that's a hard sell. But
yeah.
I think the back end of that, but going through that. So what I'm trying to tell you, Mike, is no cameras allowed. Is that, I'm sorry, you'll have to be without for just 6 days.
Oh, it's like,
Take a deep breath.
I'm like a boat without an oar, you know?
You can get through it.
All right, I'll try. Okay, if you insist. I want to wrap up.
Something
else?
I was just going to say really quickly, we do not send the agenda ahead because it's a really rigorous training. They might not come if they knew how hard it was.
Oh, wow.
But also because everything within the program builds upon itself.
Okay.
So every exercise that is behind or in front of builds on what's to come or
mm-hmm.
what's been. And if you see that without understanding and letting the program unfold,
mm-hmm.
it changes the experience.
I get it.
So.
I totally get it. I'm on the boat with you.
All right.
How about that? Continuing the boat analogy, I wanted to wrap up with a bow tie because I asked Gigi about it. I want to get
amazing?
Your guys' take on it. What's
Dad? Tell
us about the bow tie.
This, look at this.
That
shirt.
Is
well,
out
this,
there.
This is from
one of our
biz kids who was on the main stage with Gigi Hyland earlier today,
yeah.
and we're celebrating him and his business, Moe's Bows. We're doing as part of CUNA JC.
That's right.
Yes, we are doing the give back,
mm-hmm.
and we're
mm-hmm.
providing biz kids to the public schools in the DC area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge amount of schools and students that we're going to touch with this. So we're doing a fundraising opportunity here, and asking everyone to chip in a couple dollars. And with that collaborative effort, we're going to be able to raise money to have these kids in those schools. And so we just want, but back to the bow ties, we just wanted to be fancy today. So
and
we
they
said,
look cool, right?
So we
yeah,
said, Mo's,
like
can you
them.
Send us bow ties and can you tie them in advance? And he was sweet enough to do that too, because I would have struggled with that.
I would have not been able to.
Mine would have been all over the place. Yeah, exactly.
But it's a new fashion trend, don't you think?
It looks
dress
good.
And
it goes.
Yeah,
it goes.
So.
And it's very noticeable, and people stop and ask you. you, what's up with the bow tie?
They say, what's with Moe's ties? With Moe's
bows.
Moe's bows. Moe's bows. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Very cool. Well, that's a great way to wrap it up, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with me for a few minutes. And thank you for your couple of years of service.
A few, now here and there. And we'll look forward to seeing you at a DE class soon.
I'll come to a DE class near you very soon.
And now you've got it on camera, so it's been documented for the world to see.
I'm going. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Lois, thank you so much again. Chad, always a pleasure, sir.
Absolutely.
Well done, lad.
Thank you.
Good job, guys.